You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish and our blessed guests who are joining us wherever you are for this Mass. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and the theme I have selected for us is Just Trust Me. Just trust me. Today's gospel presents us with two scenarios. On the one hand, you have the disciples of Jesus who are sad, who are very fearful, who are troubled, who are depressed. Depressed because Jesus has announced to them that he's going to leave them and go to the Father. They're all depressed. They're all afraid. What is going to happen with them? Thomas cannot understand this. On the other hand, you find Jesus struggling to convince them to trust him. Jesus says, "Have faith in me. Things will not change. Just trust me. Just trust me." Wherever you are now, I would like you to repeat these words. Just trust me. That is our theme. I love Thomas. I think Thomas was very honest because we have our fears. The present situation of COVID-19 is what the disciples were going through. The unknown. What is going to happen? We have lost our jobs. We are not sure of our lives anymore. Things are so confused. That was the mindset of the disciples of Jesus. Imagine Thomas saying, "Jesus, there's something wrong with you. How can you say we'll be fine where you're leaving us? What about our job? Why did we follow you at all? What about our future? What about our future? You are telling us that we should trust you? I don't understand." So you can see, in times of uncertainty, in times of the unknown, we are afraid, we are depressed. But Christ says to the apostles, "Please, the only way I can help you is that you trust me." That's the only way. If you want me to be part of your life, you have to have faith in me. You have to trust me. You have just to trust me. That was Christ's message. My dear brothers and sisters, when Bishop Olmsted sends out his weekly message to all of us, if you notice at the end of his message, he says, "Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you." Those are very powerful statements. And in today's first responsorial psalm, "May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place our trust in you." We place our trust in you. The Divine Mercy Chaplet, "Jesus, I trust in you." Why is trust so important? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ of this blessed parish, I would like to put a case for Jesus. Why would you trust Jesus? I'm going to articulate five reasons, why we as Catholics, we have no option than to trust Jesus. Otherwise, we will be frustrated, we'll be fearful, we'll be depressed, we'll be bitter like the apostles. We have to trust Jesus in our lives. The first reason is because, as we see, life is a mystery, an unfair mystery. Life is a mystery and an unfair mystery. Look at what COVID-19 has done. Very unfair, very unfair. Our loved ones are dying. Why are they dying? Unfair mystery. We can't understand. Life is an unfair mystery. That's why Christ said to the disciples, "Look, if you do not trust in me, you will not understand life." because I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Which means that Jesus is the guide. The way means the guide to the truth about the mystery of life. Jesus is the way, the guide to the truth about the mystery of life. So if it's not trust Jesus, where are we? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. In the early church, the Christians were called the people of the way. The people of the way. That was the name that were called, Christians were called. Because they could see in them people who could trust God. They could see that the early Christians trusted Jesus. They followed Jesus in the church. They trusted the church. They followed Jesus. And so they called them the people of the way. The people who allow Jesus to guide their lives to the truth and to life. We are the people of the way. It was later on in Antioch that the name Christian came about, as you all know in the scriptures. But the first name was the people of the way. I love that name. I love the name the people of the way. We are the people of the way. Because in Jesus, we have a guide who is the way. We have a guide who is the truth. And we have a guide who is life itself. Who can help us to manage this unfair mystery of COVID-19. Secondly, our Christian faith tells us that we can never save ourselves. Brothers and sisters, we can never save ourselves. That is why God sent his Son to the world to save us. We can never save ourselves. Salvation is a gift from God. I'm happy that we are talking about salvation at this time of Easter. Christ came to save us from the two enemies of mankind, sin and death. I'm going to die. I cannot save myself from death. I'm going to die someday. You are going to die someday. We are not perfect. We are all sinners. We make mistakes in our lives. Those are things that we cannot avoid. But because of Jesus, we are saved. Through the sacrament of confession, our sins are cleansed. So we cannot save ourselves. Only Jesus can save us. Christianity is a gift. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. We receive it with thanksgiving. So Lord, we know we cannot save ourselves. We know we cannot handle our imperfections. But thanks to you, because we trust in you, you have made us holy. You have made us righteous. That is the power of the gospel. That is the power of salvation. And guess what? Jesus did not end there. He gives us the church. We see in the first reading, he wants salvation to continue so that we receive the sacraments. When the early Christians in the first reading did not have people to share the Eucharist, what happens? The church had to bring forth the deacons to help share in the body of Christ, the Eucharist, Christ's presence among us in the church. We cannot trust God without trusting the church. The church continues the salvific plan of God. The devil tries to make us hate the church. The devil tries to make us see that everything of the church is bad. Bad. That is the work of the devil. We need the church. We need the sacraments. We need the clergy. We need the priests. And above all, at this time, what is happening? The laity is doing great things for the church. God is in charge. God is in charge. He will always be in charge to save us, to provide us with their needs. This is the time of the laity, and the laity are doing great things for the Lord. What an amazing thing. We cannot save ourselves. Thirdly, my dear brothers and sisters, we can never be in control of our lives. We can never be in control of our lives. That is a fact. The book of Colossians says that everything was created through Christ and for him. In Christ, everything holds together. We can never control our lives. COVID-19 has taught us this truth. It has taught me this truth again. It took everybody unawares. We thought we could figure it out. We thought we could have our stocks in the market. Everything would go on well. We didn't know the future. We cannot control our lives. And some people are depressed now because of that. We can never control our lives. That is why we need Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. That's why Christ said in today's gospel, please have faith in me. Just trust me. Trust me, you need me. Otherwise, you cannot survive in this world. And what happens? When we trust God, then we hand over our lives into his hands. We hand over our lives into his hands. And when we hand over our lives into God's hands, two things take place. Two things will take place. First, God's blessing will be released on our lives. Secondly, God's judgment will be released on our lives. Two things. God's blessing will be released in our lives when we surrender to God. We hand over our lives, our control to God, to Jesus. He will start operating, taking control of our lives, and he will release his blessing and his judgment. And we see that in the life of Israel. The Israelites came to discover that. We are told in Exodus chapter 13 that it was the hand of God that rescued the Israelites from the hands of their enemies. Judgment was pronounced over Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and blessings was given to the disciples, to the Israelites. When we surrender our lives into God's hands, blessing is always released. And judgment is passed on the devil. Judgment is passed on the devil. At that time, it was Pharaoh, the wicked Pharaoh. Judgment was passed on them. And what happened? All the consequences. Most of the Egyptians died in the sea. The hand of God. And that's why the Bible says, it was the hand of God that took you away from the evil one, not you. It was the hand of God. The hand of God, because you trusted in God. Israel, you trusted in God. God took you through your problems. We have to trust in God. We have to place all our hope in God, as we said. May your mercy be upon us as we place all our hope in you. It takes control, the hand of God. You see it in our own lives. Look at your own lives. God has been faithful. Why am I standing now? Why am I here? Is it because those who have died are better and are not better than I? No. God has been gracious. He's in charge. I don't know why. God is in charge. My life is not about me. God has a plan for my life. God has a plan for your life. Your life is bigger than yourself. Your life is bigger than your family. Your life is bigger than your church. God has a purpose for our lives. Let us allow God to control our lives. Because when God controls our lives, then we start understanding why we are still alive and not yet dead. We don't deserve to be alive. But because of God, we say, Lord, thank you for a new day. Because you are loving to us. Not because of what we have done, but because of you, Lord, who are so wonderful. We cannot control our lives. As I said, we cannot. We need Jesus to guide us in our lives. Because Jesus is reliable. Fourthly, we have to trust God because Jesus himself showed us an example. Jesus himself showed us an example of trust. The whole life of Christ, from his childhood to the cross, Jesus handed everything to the will of the Father. He says, I came to this world to do not my will, but the will of the Father. Father, at the cross, Father, he said, into your hands I commend my spirit. In other words, into your hands, I trust my life unto you, Lord. At the cross, what happened? Judgment was passed and blessing was released. Judgment was passed over Satan and blessing was released. On the third day, through the power of God, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. So the hand of God was powerful. Because Jesus said, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. What a wonderful prayer. Into your hands, Lord, I surrender my life. I trust in you. I know that you will vindicate me. That is the power of the hand of God. Many Catholics don't understand the hand of God principle. The hand of God is a very powerful way of praying, of surrendering your life to God's hands, because God's hands is sure. Jesus did that. Jesus did that to his Father. Everything was the will of my Father. Always the will, not my will, but the will of my Father. Above all, my dear brothers and sisters, the fifth reason. When you have a Father who is reliable, who is trustworthy, who is joyful, who is kind, what will happen to you? When you have a spouse who is trustworthy, who is reliable, what will happen to your relationship? When you have someone, your children, who are trustworthy, who are reliable, who are loving, what is the outcome of that? Joy, joy, joy. When you know someone who is trustworthy in a world that we hardly trust people, it's not easy. We have had bitter experiences of betrayals, of betrayals. We had it. But when we come to discover Jesus as the only one who is not only loving, but trustworthy, our life ends with joy. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a choice. We have a choice today. We can either see COVID-19 as something wicked, and we get depressed like the apostles. We can get depressed, bitter, fearful, afraid. We are afraid. I know people who spend millions of dollars going to fortune tellers to tell them about the future. They spend millions of dollars, millions, to know about the future, the unknown. They are wasting their time. They will never know. They will never know. They spend all that money for nothing. If you trust the Lord will guide you. The way of the Lord is a better way, because we are sure that Jesus is reliable, because he is the way, he is the truth, and the life. Can you trust Jesus now? Can we trust Jesus now? That is what we need now at this time. Let us trust Jesus that he will see us through in this crisis, because he is the way to the truth about life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.